So actually, the question is that, you know, should if a girl desire a brother like Ravana, because Ravana stuck by Shurpanakha's side, whereas Ram abandoned Sita. So, see, this epics are often interpreted by different people in different ways according to their conceptions. If you want to really know what the epics are, you have to go and look at the roots, not just look at what is depicted in some movies or some TV serials. You have to look at the roots. Now, if we see in the Ramayana, I'll tell firstly from the Valmiki Ramayana, Ravana, was he all that of a great brother? Actually, when Shurpanakha, well, her nose was cut off, at that time she was furious. She went to Karadushan, and Karadushan took their whole army and attacked Ram, and Ram killed all of them. And at that time, Shurpanakha was wild. And she just didn't know what to do. She was so furious. There was one more general. His name was Akampan. Akampan also survived. Akampan ran away all the way to Lanka. And he told Ravana what had happened. And Ravana was furious when he heard that his whole regiment had been destroyed. He said, I will go and destroy this. Upstart. So Akampan said, don't provoke Ram, he's too powerful. Now Akampan was also a formidable general, and Ravana respected his assessment. And Ravana gave up thoughts of taking revenge. And when Shurpanakha came after that, because she was just so wild initially, she just didn't know what to do. Then she recovered her senses, and then she came back. When she came back, at that time, now she started cursing Ravana, saying that, you know, you, what kind of king are you? You're not protecting your citizens, you're not even protecting your own sister. And she told her, cut noses. Who dared do this to you? And then, when she told Ram, Ravana immediately became deflated. He was initially angry, but he lost interest. Then, Shurpanakha was also very manipulative. She wanted to take revenge. He told, you know, Ravana also needed some reason. You know, he couldn't just in a public assembly say that, I will not take revenge. So he asked, oh, they were living their way. Why did you have to go their way and mess with them? Now Shurpanakha, she turned, gave her own spin. Actually, I saw Sita over there and she was so beautiful. I wanted to get Sita for you. That's why I went there. And she had no intention. In fact, she tried to kill Sita. Because she was sure that neither Ram nor Lakshman is accepting me because Sita is coming in the way. So, but she completely turned around over there. And then she started describing the beauty of Sita. And by describing her beauty, she triggered Ravana's lust. And when Ravana's lust was triggered, then he went and abducted Sita. He tried to give all kinds of schemes to gain her. So it was not Ravana's fraternal devotion that made Ravana go and abduct Sita. It was his own lust. Because there's a clear description in the Ramayana that when Shurpanakha mentioned that it's Ram, Ravana was not ready to go. And Shurpanakha changed everything and started describing Sita's beauty in very sensuous terms. That is when Ravana agreed to go. So it's not that Ravana was any great brother. Now, in later retelling of the Ramayana, it's further told that actually Shurpanakha, because she was also a royal princess, so she was married to a very strong demon. His name was Dushtabuddhi. And this Dushtabuddhi, at one particular point, he became so powerful that Ravana felt that he will be a threat to me. And then Ravana arranged a whole conspiracy by which he had Dushtabuddhi killed. And when Shurpanakha came to know about this, she was furious. And then she wanted to take revenge. And then that is why, in order to take revenge, she incited the lust of Ravana by describing about Sita. Shurpanakha, when she saw how Ram single-handedly killed so 40,000 warriors at Janasthana along with Kardushan and Trishira. She understood that nobody can face Ram. Even Ravana will not be able to face. But she thought, it is through this Ram that I can take revenge. This Ravana, he has made me a widow. Now I will take revenge against him. And Ram will become my instrument. So there was no really selfless fraternal love either from Ravana's side towards Shurpanakha or from Shurpanakha's side towards Ram. They were demoniac and they were just using each other for their own agendas. That's the